Today's shiur is Daf Ayin, and we're going to begin on Daf Samech Tes on the base, four lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, Hayu Shnayim Oisrim Zalzeh, that if we had two people that did not join in the Erev, so the Bittul Rishus that the people who did join in the Erev want to do is they need to be Mevatel Rishus to two individuals, it doesn't work. As to Marpshita, obviously. Because what's the whole concept of Bittul Rishus? The concept of Bittul Rishus is that the person to whom everybody's Mevatel Rishus is a single owner in this Chatzar. And we know if there's only a single owner in the Chatzar, there's no need for Erev. But if there's not a single owner, because they were Mevatel Rishus to two individuals, so obviously it's not going to work. Answers the Gemara, of course, if they were Mevatel Rishus to two people and left it that way, Bittul Rishus wouldn't work. The first day we're Mevatel Rishus to one of these two individuals who was not joining in the Erev, and then that individual went as Mevatel to the other one. So let's say a story. Let's say we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon, they're all neighbors. Reuven and Shimon joined in the Erev. Levi and Yehuda did not. So what the Gemara is thinking is that first Reuven and Shimon will be Mevatel Rishus to Levi, and then afterwards, Levi will be Mevatel Rishus to Yehuda. So at the end, they're all being Mevatel Rishus only to one person, to Yehuda. We might have thought that that would work. Kamash Malon, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Kiven the Be'idna the Bottle, Lo Havale Shurius by Chatzar. Since when Reuven and Shimon were Mevatel Rishus to Levi, it wasn't an effective Bittul. Therefore, it can't work. So there's two ways the Rishonim explain this Gemara. One way is that in order for a Bittul to work, it has to be an effective Bittul. When Reuven and Shimon are Mevatel Rishus to Levi in our illustration, it's not an effective Bittul because we still have Yehuda as a problem. A Bittul that's not effective doesn't count as a Bittul. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is that Reuven and Shimon are being Mevatel to Levi, and then Levi is being Mevatel to Yehuda. Bittul has to take place in one step, not in two steps. Two-step Bittuls are not good Bittul. What's going to be enough nafkamina between the two Pshatim? The second Pshat is the Rebbeinu Yonason, the first Pshat is the Ritva. Nafkamina is going to be, if you have a regular case of Bittul, you have five people in a Chatzar, four joined in the Erev and one didn't. And the four who joined, the one who joined, did not join as being Mevatel to the four who didn't, who did. So does he have to be Mevatel to all of them at the same time? Or can Mevatel to them individually? If you say Pshat like the Ritva, that the problem here is because the Bittul is ineffective Bittul, that isn't a problem if you Mevatel to each one individually. But if you say the problem is because Halacha requires that all of the Bittul take place at one time, not in different times, so even though this one individual has the right to be Mevatel to all four, but it has to be done in one shot, not individually, and you have to do the Bittul all at one time. Because the Mishnah continued, she'echad nois rishus, one person has the ability to mevatel, and echad mevatel rishus, you could be mevatel to one. And then it says two can be mevatel, but you can't be mevatel to two. Ask the Gemara Sulamali, what do we need to say the same din? E noisin, if the teaches that one person can be mevatel rishus, tanina, we already learned in our Mishnah. E noitel, that you can be mevatel rishus to one person, that also tanina, we already learned. So what's the sefer teaching us? Answers the Gemara Sefer Istruchle. I'll tell you what the Sefer is teaching us. The Shnayim Noisen Rishus. That two people can be Mevatel. Ask the Gemara, Honami Pshita. Why not? If, what's the difference? It has how many people are Mevatel. The main thing is that as long as we only are left with one person having halachic ownership of this Chatzar. Answers the Gemara, Madutema, Ligzer, Dim Oslavatulilahu. That since, as we just learned, that you're not allowed to be Mevatel Rishus to more than one person, I would think if you will allow more than one person to be Mevatel Rishus, we may make a mistake and allow more than one person to receive a Bittul. Kamashmal, we're not worried about such an error. And even though Bittul could be only made to one, it could be made from more than one. They Noitel Rishus, and the Mishnah repeats, but you can't be Mevatel to two people. Ask the Gemara, we already learned this. Loit Sricha answered the Gemara, Afgav de Omalei Kni Amnas Lahaknas. So let's go back to our example. Our example had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon joined in the Erev. Levi and Yehuda did not. So we said that you can't do Bittul to Levi and then to Yehuda, because you're doing it in two steps. Two steps is not acceptable. But what would be the halacha if when Reuven and Shimon are being Mevatel Rishus to Levi, they're telling him this is only a temporary measure. It's part of a process. We're being Mevatel Rishus to you, and then you will go on to be Mevatel Rishus to Yehuda. Maybe that should work, because it's not two steps, it's just part of a long process. Kamash Malon, like we learned before, since it's not being done in one step, it requires more than one step, it's not acceptable. So first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan learns from this Gemara that we see that Bittul Rishus does not have to necessarily go from the Mevatel to the person you're being Mevatel to. It can go through a Shliach. Here, Levi is not an acceptable Shliach because the Bittul is not an acceptable Bittul. But where a Bittul is a good Bittul, there says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aloch is, it doesn't have to be Dafka from the person who's doing the Bittul, he could appoint a Shliach. Also we see that the Pshat is not like the Rabbeinu Yonason. Because what did Rabbeinu Yonason say? You have to do all the Bittuls at one time. So how could the Gemara have a Havamina that you could do Bittul Kni Amanas Lahaknis? That by definition would be a two-step Bittul. And Rabbeinu Yonason says that Bittul has to be to all the people at the same time. So obviously the Pshat is like we said from the Ritva, the Ramaz says, obviously Pshat is like the Ritva, that the Chesaron with doing the Bittul to Levi and then doing the Bittul to Yehuda is that it's a two-step Bittul with the first one being an ineffective Bittul. And that's why the Gemara thinks that Kni Amnas Lahaknois, which is not an ineffective Bittul, should work, and the Gemara says it doesn't. Bominei Abai Merava. So Abai asked from Rava the following shayla. Chamisha Shishurim B'chotzer Achas. You have five neighbors, the Shachik Echem and Velo Yerev, and one of them did make an Erev. Kshimvatl Rishusai, Tsarach Levatl Kalecha Vehechad, when he does Bittul, does he have to be Mevatl to each one individually? Oiloi. Or he could do one Bittul for all of them. Amalei, so Rava answered, Tsarach Levatl Kalecha Vehechad. You have to do Bittul to everyone individually. Abaya holds one Bittul is enough. One Bittul is enough for everybody. So now, the question is, one Bittul is enough. So now the question is, firstly, Tosfos asks, that isn't this a machloikis of Rebbe Elazar and Rabbanan? Because we learned on Daf Chavav, and we quoted Rebbe Elazar and Rabbanan a number of times, that Kish Mevatel, according to Rebbe Elazar, ain't Yofa Mevatel. So we assume that the Bittul is completely effective, and therefore only if he did only one Bittul, it's enough. And according to Rabbanan, we don't say it. So what's the question between Abaye and Rava? It's a machloikis of Rebbe Elazar and Rabbanan. So Tosfos answers, obviously Abaye and Rava were not aware of the machloikas of Rebbe Elazar and Rabbanan. Now let's try to understand each shita. According to Abaye, doing one Bittul is enough. Doing Bittul to one individual amongst all the neighbors is enough. Why? So the two pshatim given the Rishonim. One pshat in the Rishonim is like this. Again, let's say a story. We have five individuals in the Chatzah: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven is the one that didn't join in the Erev, the rest did. If Reuven, say the Rishonim, does Bittul just to Shimon and Levi and Yehuda are all connected because they made an Erev between themselves. So when I make an Erev, when I make a Bittul to Shimon, Levi and Yehuda are automatically connected. Why are Levi and Yehuda automatically connected? Because they got connected through the Erev. So I don't have to explicitly include them. It's obvious that they're included because the Erev connected them. That's one Pshat in the Rishonim. Another Pshat in the Rishonim is that by me showing, when I say to Shimon that I want to do a Bittul, I want to do it right. And since doing it to Shimon alone is meaningless, obviously what I mean to say is to Shimon and to all your colleagues, all your neighbors, that the Bittul should be an effective Bittul. Otherwise, what's the point of the Bittul? Rava said that you have to do Bittul to everybody individually. So now let's understand in Rava. Let's say we'll have a chutz with three people: Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon and Levi joined in the Erev, Reuven did not. And Reuven goes and does Bittul to Shimon and doesn't do Bittul to Levi. So obviously Levi can't carry here because he didn't have a Bittul. He isn't the subject of a Bittul. Could Shimon carry here? Because you may be able to say that Shimon could carry, because with Reuven he has Bittul and with Levi he has an Erev. the Rishonim say Shimon can't carry. Because since the bittel is not an effective bittel, why isn't it an effective bittel? Because Reuven didn't make a bittel to Levi, so then even the bittel to Shimon is a meaningless bittel. Now there's another machlokes Rishonim. According to Rabbah, that you have to do bittel to every individual, how does it work? The Rambam holds you have to do bittel to every individual explicitly. Other Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch brings down both shittos, say that if you say Hareini Mevatel Lekulchem, it's enough. You don't have to be Mevatel to every individual explicitly.
Do you have to say Kulchem in each name, or just the word Kulchem?
So according to Rambam, you do, and according to other Rishonim, you don't. What's Pshat? So the Taz explains that since we know in Halacha, Ruba Kekula, that when you use the word Kol, it doesn't necessarily mean all, it can mean a majority. So saying Kulchem may not be effective. Because we're learning you have to do Bittul to every person. And if you said Kulchem, I might not have done a Bittul to every person. Therefore, the Rishonim explained that even the Rambam will agree that let's say I have only two people that I have to do Bittul. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven didn't join the Erev, Shimon and Levi did. There, even the Rambam will agree that Kulchem will work. Because Kulchem, by definition, is at least two people. So who are the two people? Shimon and Levi, there's no one else. The Rambam must be speaking in a case where I'm doing bittul to at least three people, and kulchem may only mean two of the three, which would be an ineffective bittul, and that's why the Rambam says you have to say it to everybody individually. And the Taz says that this Rambam is the basis for a tefillah that we say in the Yom HaNeroim. In the Shemoneh Esrei we say Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want you to be king al kol ha'olam, the whole world, kulay, the whole world. So the question is, why do you have to say kol and kulay? So it says the Taz, this is gvaldik. Meloich al kol ha'olam, if we only said kol ha'olam, we would say we only mean roiv, because ruba kekula. We only Kadosh Baruch Hu should be king of most of the world, which is not true. We want Kadosh Baruch Hu to be king of the whole world. So we say meloich al kol ha'olam. Do you know what we mean? Kulay, the whole world. So what's going to happen now is the Gemara is going to quote a brisa. There are two parts of the brisa. One part of the brisa discusses situations where bittul is effective. The second part of the brisa discusses situations where bittul is ineffective. And the Gemara is going to try to use this brisa to help us understand the shaila that we're learning regarding the requirement of doing bittul to everybody, or just one bittul to one person is enough. Eisei, ask the Gemara the following brisa. Echad shlo irev, if one person didn't join in the erev, noisin reshusay la'erechad. He can be mevatel reshus just to one other person who did join in the erev. Shnayim she'irvu, if two people made an erev, noisin reshus on l'echad shlo erev. They can be mevatel reshus to one person who didn't join in the erev. Shnayim shlo irvu, two people that did not make an erev, noisin reshus on, they can be mevatel reshus l'shnayim she'irvu. They can be mevatel reshus to two. To two who did join an Erev, or to one who did not make an Erev. And we're going to explain every case more in detail as we get into the Gemara. Avil, those were the cases where Bittul is effective. Avil, one person who made an Erev cannot be Mavatl Rishus, Noisin Rishus al Echad Shalai Erev, to somebody who did not make an Erev. Vein Shnaim Shirvu, two people who made an Erev cannot be Mavatl Rishus L'Shnaim Shalai Erevu, to two others that didn't make an Erev. Vein Shnaim Shalai Erevu, and two people who did not make an Erev cannot be Mavatl Rishus L'Shnaim Shalai Erevu, to another two who did not make join in the Erev. Now we go back and analyze the first case. Ketani Mias, what was the first case? Ketani Mias Reishu, what was the first case? Echad Shalai Erev, you have one person who didn't make an Erev, Noisin Rishusai, Kimavatl Rishus, Lechet She'irif, to one person who joined in the Erif. Now, so let's understand the case. Ask the Gemara. Hey Chidami, exactly what is the case here? Either Lechet Echrin Abadei, if there's only two people, there's Reuven and there's Shimon. So, if that's all that's here, Man Erif. What do we say? One that did not make an Erif, Kimavatl Rishus to somebody else who made an Erif. If there's only Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven didn't make an Erev, and Shimon did make an Erev, with whom did he make the Erev with? There's only Reuven and Shimon here. El Pshita, what is the case? The Ikachrin Abedin, that there's Shimon and Levi. And what does the Brisa teach us? The Ketani Lechet She'irev, that even though we have Reuven who did not make the Erev, Shimon and Levi did make the Neiruv. The Brice is telling us that it's adequate that Reuven should make Bittul just to Shimon and not to both. So that's a Raya Tabaya, that you don't have to do Bittul to every individual. What's Rava going to say? Rava is going to answer you, Hocher Maiskinen to Havu Umis. That Shimon made an Eruv with Levi, but Levi died. And that's why the Bittul is effective. But if Levi were alive, the Bittul would not be effective. Why? Because you have to do Bittul to every individual who's part of the Eruv. Now there's two questions the Rishonim discuss. One question Rashi asks. What are we saying here? We had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Shimon and Levi made an Eruv, and Levi died. Asks Rashi, even if Levi died, but Levi has a Yerush. Levi has somebody who's inheriting. So he takes over his place. So Rashi answers that the discussion here is not talking about that they're in their houses in the chatzar, that when Levi dies, his heirs take over that property. They were encamped in the street. They were in the street. In the street, I don't own it. They made an eruv because they should be able to carry in that camp. But there's no concept of Yerusha. That's Rashi's teretz. Taisa says that the only time a Yerush is an issue, and it's going to be very relevant for the next sugi that we learn in Mitzvah Shem, is if the Yerush is there. If the Yerush is not living there, then he's not an issue. So we're talking about Levi died, but his children don't live with him. Another teretz, Taisa says, is just the opposite. Taisa says that Levi's children are living in the chatzar anyway, and they had made an Erev anyway. So since they were partners in the chatzar from before, and they already were part of the Erev, so you don't have to make another bittel to them, because they're part of the Erev, and Levi's out of the picture. That's Taisa's second teretz. The Ritva says that we're talking here about a ger, we're going to talk about that more tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, that a ger could die without any Yarshim, because Gershon is a guy Katush Naladami, so halachically he has no relatives. That is that question. Now the question here is, when we say that the Havu Umis, that we said that Levi was there but he died, so the Taisus Rit says that the entire discussion of the Gemara is not that Levi died and now Reuven does the Bittul to Shimon. Of course then the Bittul is effective. Levi's out of the picture. The Chiddush of the Gemara, explains the Taisus Rid, is that Reuven did the Bittul to Shimon when Levi was still alive. Since he did the Bittul to Shimon when Levi was still alive, at that point that Bittul, according to Rabbah, was an ineffective Bittul, because he has still Levi there. And then Levi died. So I would think that since when Reuven did the Bittul to Shimon, it was an ineffective Bittul. Now, even though Levi dies, it remains ineffective. That's what the Brice is teaching us. Now that Levi died, that Bittul is a good Bittul. Ask the Gemara, if you're saying that this Bryce is talking, that somebody died, let's learn the Sefer. I'm a Sefer, Avel Ein Echich Erev, one person who did join in the Erev, cannot, this way Bittul is ineffective, cannot be Mevatel Rishus, Nois Rishusay Shalai Echich Shalai Erev, to the person who did not make the Erev. So what's the case here? Again, we have Shimon and Levi joining in the Erev, Reuven that didn't. And what's the Brice saying? That Shimon can't be Mevatel on his own just to Reuven. Ask the Gemara, either have a miss. It was speaking that Levi died. Am I loy? Why shouldn't the Bittul be effective? Levi's not a factor. He died. So the only one we have left is Reuven and Shimon. And Shimon is being Mevatel to Reuven. El Pshita, how do we have to explain that the Brice is talking about a case? The Issa, the Levi's still alive. Ask the Gemara, Umid the Sefer Issa, if we explain that the Sefer is talking about a case that Levi is alive, obviously, Reish and Ami Issa, Levi is also alive. So how do you explain that the Reish is talking about Levi is dead? Answers Gemara, Mediaria, what kind of question is this? Hakad Issa. The Reish is talking about where Levi is dead, the Sefer is when he's not. And says the Gemara, Teda, I bring you a proof that the Braisa holds that you have to be mevatel to everybody individually. Because what does it say in the Sefer? In the last case of the Reisha, Vishnaim Shlai Irvu, the two people who did not join in the Erev, Noisin Rishusa Lishnaim Shirvu. They have to mevatel Rishus to all the people who did join the Erev. What is the Braisa teaching us? Lishnaim in. You have to mevatel Rishus to everybody who's in the Erev. Le'echad, just to go be mevatel Rishus to one of those members, is it loy, is inadequate. So you see, Abai is wrong. You have to be mevatel to everybody. Just being mevatel to somebody is not enough. Vabaya, So now we have a great question on Abaye. What's Abaye going to do with this? Omer, he's going to say my lebeis. What does it say when it says you have to be mevatel to two? It doesn't mean you have to be mevatel actually to both. It means lechem lebeis to one of the two, because the brayis is going to hold that you don't have to be mevatel to everybody individually. Ask the Gemara the obvious question: if that's what the brayis meant, why does the brayis say lebeis? Yehochi, listen lechet sheirif or lechet shlayirif. Why are you telling me that two and mean one? If you mean one, say one. Kasha. That's a kasha. Now we continue explaining the brayso. Echad shlay irif, noisin l'rishusay lechad shirif. We go back to the first case, that one person who didn't join in the irif came avatel to one who did join in the irif. Labaya, according to Baya, what's the brayso teaching us? The isay, that Shimon and Levi, the two people are joining the irif. The kamashma and the brayso is teaching us, they ain't circle avatel l'rishusay kolechad. You don't have to be avatel to every individual. One bittel is enough for every, one bittel to one person is adequate. L'Rava, who disagrees, what's the Brisa teaching us? The Havamis, that, like we explained, that Levi died, and Loi Gozer Zimun de Isa. I would be concerned, perhaps, if the Bittel to Shimon, that's all that's being done. People will think that even when Levi's still alive, the Bittel doesn't have to be done to him. People will make a mistake that Abaye is correct. Kamashma, we're not worried for that. The next case was Shnaim Sheirvu, two people that joined in the Erev, Nois and Rishus Lechet Shla Erev, can be mevatel to the one who didn't. Ask the Gemara Peshitta, why not? They're all mevatel Rishus to this one individual, and this one individual is the only owner now halachically. Ask the Gemara, Mazatayim Kim Dol Erev, this Reuven who didn't join in the Erev did something wrong. He should have joined in the Erev. So let's just say that we can't be mevatel Rishus to him, and he should end up the winner. Kamashma, we don't make such a knas. Why don't we make such a knas? So the Tavos says, beautiful pshat. What is pshat and a fine? A fine is not a punishment. A knas is that it shouldn't happen again. There's no worry that it's going to happen again. Because what happened over here? Reuven didn't join in the Erev. Shimon and Levi did join in the Erev. And now they're being mevatel rishus to Reuven. And we learned that who's going to be able to carry here? Only Reuven. Shimon and Levi are not going to be able to carry. That is the best guarantee that Shimon and Levi are going to make sure that next week Reuven joins in the Erev. Because they don't want to be left with a situation that every week they'll make an Erev and they can't carry. So that's why we don't have to make a Knas. Ubei Shlai Irvu, the next case is that two who did not join in the Erev, Nois Rishus L'Shnaim Shirvu. L'Rabba, according to Rabba, we explained, Tanis Seif L'Gulit Reisha, to teach us that you have to make Bittel Rishus to everybody. You can't just do one Bittel to one person. L'Baya, what, according to Baya, what's the chiddush? Beishlei irva itzuchalei. To teach us, sakadat chamina ligza duma osla vatula lehu, that if we're going to allow the two people who didn't join in the Erev to do the bittel, we may come to make the mistake, as we learned on Tapet Amid, that they could be also the recipients of the bittel, which is obviously unacceptable, because you can't do bittel to more than one person. Kamashmon, we don't make such a gzeira. Oyle echad, shlei irv. Or if there's only one person that didn't make an Erev, you can mevatel to him. Lomeli, why do I have to teach this? When is bittel applicable? When someone made an Erev and some didn't. If nobody made an Erev, you just have two individuals, and they, one is mevatel to the other. Vir litnesu. They we should make, that bittel should not be effective. Because in this chatz you don't have an Erev at all, because you only have two individuals, didn't make an Erev, and one is relying on Bittel, Kamashmon, that we don't make the Gzeira. And again, the Ritva says the same word, because the person who makes the Bittel can't carry, and he's not going to want to have a repeat next week that he's going to be limited again. Aval, we continue. Aval, Hech the Kulal Erev, looks like the Shtakir Teres Erev, Kamashmon. Aval, now we talk about the second part of the Braisa. The second part of the Braisa discussed when Bittel is ineffective. Aval, Ein Echad Sheirev. The one person who made an Erev cannot be mevatel nois and reshus l'echad shlo Erev to somebody else who didn't join an Erev. The one who made the Erev, one who's part of the Erev, cannot be mevatel reshus to somebody who did. Labaya, Tana Seifa, L'Gluy L'Reisha. It's telling us that here is the case where you have two people who were in the Erev, and since both were in the Erev, they both have to be mevatel. In the Reisha, where you're making the bittel to the two who are in the Erev, you don't have to make a bittel to both, bittel to one is enough. But that's according to Baya, that bittel to one is enough. According to Rabbi, what is it come to teach us? By Rabbi, we're going to have to say, edit Tana Reisha, since we had such a case in the Reisha, Tana Nami Seifa. The next case in the cases where Bittul is ineffective is the Ein Shneim Sheirvu, Nois and Shneim Shleirvu. Two people made the Erev cannot be mevatel to two who didn't. Ask the Maharsul Amali. Obviously, we've learned many times that you can't do Bittul to more than one person. Answers the Gemara, Letzrich the Bottle Echad Menei Lechavrei, like we started the shiur today. We're going to do a two-step Bittul. Again, what's the case? Reuven and Shimon joined the Erev. Levi and Yehuda didn't, and the Bittul will be first Reuven and Shimon to Levi, and then Levi to Yehuda. And the Chiddush is that doesn't work, because like we explained, a two-step Bittul doesn't work. Manatei Melishter Relei, a two-step Bittul should work. Kamashmon, that it doesn't. Why? Keeping the Bittul, a two-step Bittul is ineffective, because the first Bittul is still ineffective, because when Reuven and Shimon are Mevatel to Levi, that doesn't help, because Yehuda is still an issue. The last case was two who did not make an Erev cannot be mevatel nois mishnus l'shnayim shleirvu. Obviously, here you have a problem that you're again making bittel to two, and we can never have bittel to two. Bittel always has to be to one. Hasulamali, why do I need this case? Answers the Gemara, Letzrichet the Amri Kniyam Nas Lahatmos. Again, the Gemara we learned on top of the Amid, that again we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Here nobody made an Erev. And what happened was Reuven and Shimon were Mevatel to Levi. But when they were Mevatel to Levi, they told Levi, we want this just to be part of a process where ultimately you will be Mevatel to Yehuda. And we might have thought that that should be effective because that makes it into one long process. Kamash Malon, two step Bittles don't work. Ask the Gemara. Boimene Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following shaila. Yorush Mashi Vatel Rishos. So we have to say somewhat of a introduction to this Gemara. If somebody made an Erev, Yaakov made an Erev, he's part of the Chotzer, and he made an Erev, and then he dies. There is no question that chutz, and everybody made an Erev, all the neighbors made an Erev, Yaakov is one of the neighbors, and Yaakov unfortunately dies during Shabbos. There's no shaila that Erev is an effective Erev. Why? The two reasons is an effective Erev. Why? For two reasons. The two reasons given the Rishonim. One reason is, as we've learned many times, the defining moment of the acceptability of an Erev is Bein HaShemashas. Here, Bein HaShemashas, the Erev was a good Erev. So once the Erev was a good Erev Bein HaShemashas, this Erev remains a good Erev for the whole Shabbos. Or, another reason given by Rishonim is, because even if you'll say that Yaakov's dying puts him out of the picture and his Yorush takes over, so his Yorush picks up where he left off and there was never an interruption in the effectiveness of the Erev. The Gemara Shaila here is regarding Bittul Rishus, where Yaakov did not join in the Erev. We have neighbors, they all made an Erev, Yaakov did not join in the Erev, and Yaakov dies in Shabbos. Now if Yaakov was alive, he could have done Bittul Rishus. That's what we've been learning for the last few blot. Here Yaakov died, and the question is, could his son take over, could one of his children take over and do the Bittul? Yorush Mashi Vatel Rishus. What's the Gemara Shaila? Do we say, Heichidi Boy Leruvi Me'esmael, where Yaakov could have made an Erev on Friday? So, Matzimarev, he could have made an Erev. That's why we say, Betuli Naim Matzimavatel, he has the opportunity to do Bittul. Aval Hai, this Yorush. On Shabbos he was nobody. On Erev Shabbos he was nobody. Kivin di boy leruve, he was nobody in this Rishos at least. Kivin di boy leruve masmael. If he wanted to make an Erev here yesterday, loy matzmarev, he couldn't because he wasn't a partner here. Loy matzmevatel, he can't do bittel either. A dilma yorush kair davua. A yorush is considered an extension, considered the leg of his father. And since his father could have done bittel, he too could do bittel. This is the concept. The Mefarshim explained, Yorush Karda Avua. A son is called the leg of his father. Why is a son called the leg of his father? Because we know that when a person leaves the world, when a person is in this world, he's a Hoylich. He could go from one Madrega to the next Madrega. But when a person leaves the world, he becomes an Oymid. He can no longer learn Torah. He can no longer do mitzvahs. However, if he leaves over children who learn Torah and do mitzvahs, so then even he, when he's in the next world, is still going. Barah, a son, is karadavu, is the leg of his father. And that we could explain two things. The Gemara Masechta Ksuba says When Rebbe was about to die, he announced, "Lebni ani tzarech. I need my children." So posh pshat is, "I need my children to help me." That's not pshat. Rebbe had plenty of doctors and he had plenty of nurses. "Lebni ani tzarech. I'm leaving the world. And when I'm going to leave the world, I'm not going to be able to do mitzvahs, I'm not going to be able to Torah. Who could help me? Lebonai! I need my children. Lebonai ani tzarech. I need my children to keep on doing mitzvahs, that I should be able to continue going from madrega to madrega." And that's pshat. We know that if somebody dies without children, so his brother is supposed to marry his wife. That's Yibam. If he doesn't want to marry his wife, we do chalitza. What's chalitza? They take off the shoe. The woman, the sister, will take off a brahmo shoe. Why does he take off the shoe from everything? Because the shoe represents going. The brother-in-law, who is going to take over, who is going to marry his brother's wife, and they'll have children, and those children, yikar al shem, they'll be called in the name of the brother who passed away, and will give him a schus in the next world. When he didn't want to marry his sister-in-law, he took away from his brother that opportunity, so he take away the shoe. You didn't want to let your brother be a heilich in the next world. Division of Tzareva. So the question is, could a Yoyrish have the ability to mevatel rishus? Now Tosfos asks, why is this not similar to a shaila we already had? We had a shaila the other day where the goy wasn't there on Erev Shabbos. He showed up on Shabbos, and the question was, can we do bittel rishus after the goy, after we do schiris with the goy? So this should be the same situation. So Tosfos says the situations are not comparable. Why? Over there, you could this person who's going to do the bittel rishus could have done an erev Shabbos. The only problem was that the guy wasn't here. Here, he couldn't have done the yoyrish could not have done bittel rishus under any circumstances. On the other hand, you could say that here it's even better because, like we just said, brok haradavu, he's an extension of his father, and he's certainly as strong as his father. So says the Gemara. Amalei, so he answered, Rav Nachman answered, "Ani oy mevatel, I say a yorish can be mevatel, v'hayin debe shmul toni, e mevatel." But in the yeshiva of Shmuel, they said, e mevatel. Eisei. So the Gemara tries to prove from the following braisa. The braisa says, "Zeh klal, kol shemutel mitzvah Shabbos, if something is mutter for part of Shabbos, hutel chol Shabbos, it becomes mutter for all Shabbos. The caution nestle mix of Shabbos. If something is also for part of Shabbos, nestle chol Shabbos, it remains also for whole Shabbos. Chutz mevatel rishus. That's the brayse. Now let's start explaining the brayse. Kosher to mix of Shabbos, mutl chol Shabbos. What's the case? Kigoyin ir of derech haPesach. Let's say we have two neighbors next to each other, two backyards next to each other, and they have a door between the backyards, so they can make an erev. V'nistam haPesach, and then Shabbos that door gets closed up. Or they have a derech haloin, they have a window between the backyards, v'nistam haloin, that the window gets closed up. So now, is the erev effective or not? So the Bryce is telling us that since it was effective bein shmashes, it remains effective the whole Shabbos. Now as a machlokes rishonim, what does that mean? Most rishonim mean that the people from one chatzar could throw over to the other chatzar, even though there's no entrance, so the erev normally would not be effective. Since it was effective bein shmashes, it's good enough. Other Rishonim say that's already too much. What it means is that everybody could carry in their own chatzar, even though the members of one chatzar may not have the Erev physically in that chatzar, because like we learned, how do two chatzaris make an Erev? They put the Erev in one of the other chatzaris. So in this chatzar, I don't have an Erev, and I have a wall, still I could continue carrying. But to carry from one to the other, those Rishonim say will not be acceptable. But the Brisa began with the word Zeh Klal. This is the rule. Whenever the Brisa uses the word Zeh Klal, it's coming to teach me something more. What's it coming to teach me? That if the mavi, as we learned in the first parak, in order to be able to carry the mavi, you have to have a lechi or kaira. If the lechi or kaira were removed on Shabbos, you could, if it was there by a shmash, it's effective. Then we continue. The Brisa said, "Kol shenesel mitzvah Shabbos, if it became also for part of Shabbos, nesel chol Shabbos kulay." What's the case? We have a case like this. You have two houses across the street, one from each other. Rishus Rabbim is in between, so there's no Erev here. You can't make an Erev in Rishus Rabbim. Then on Shabbos, a guy makes walls on the two other sides, so the street now is encircled by four walls. It's a full-fledged Rishus Yachid. That even though now you could make an Erev, You can make bittul rishus at least. You can't make a bittul erev in Shabbos. But could one be mevatel rishus to the other? The answer is you can't. Since in this area you cannot do bittul rishus, you cannot make an erev before Shabbos, it can't become effective on Shabbos. Zeh klal l'suyamai. What does the zeh klal come to teach us? The suyay meis nachri b'Shabbos. It comes to teach us that if the goy dies on Shabbos, so now he's no longer a problem. So maybe now it should become effective. Kamash Malon, then not. The Rishonim point out that this was really a machloikis meis nachri b'Shabbos. And this is going according to the Man Rambam, the meis nachri b'Shabbos, it's too late. But now we get to the punchline for our sugya. V'ktani, what does it say at the end of this brisa? V'ktani chutz mevatel rishus. And the deek is, iyu in, only he could do bitl rishus, yoyrish loy. And Taisa says, because if the brisa meant that not only he could do bitl rishus, but even his yoyrish could do bitl rishus, so the brisa says, chutz mi bitl rishus. Why did the Brisa say chutz mi mevatel rishus, the one who could do bittul rishus? The Brisa seems to be teaching us that only one person could do the bittul rishus, the person who owned the chatzar when Shabbos began, and not his ears. Says the Gemara, Ema, what you have to say pshat in the Brisa is chutz mi taris bittul rishus. The bittul rishus is effective in Shabbos, but it's not limited to the person who owned it on before Shabbos. It could be effective even to the person who's the Yarish. So the Gemara attempts another Brisa. But before we explain this price, we have to say two words of introduction to this price. One word of introduction is that this price is paskening, and that's not the way we paskin la'alocha, that somebody who owns an apartment in a chatzar, but he's not there, he doesn't live there, still is a problem. Halachically, that's not true, but it's a machloik, as we're going to learn later in the parak. This price is going according to Mandama, that ownership affects it, affects even if you're not there. Another point Taisus tells us to keep in mind in the Braisa is generally people who live in one chatzar join in the Erev. People who aren't in the chatzar generally don't join in the Erev. It says in the Braisa, Echem ne chatzar shemes, if one of the people who were in the chatzar died, v'nich reshusa lechem in a shuk, and he left his property, he bequeathed it to somebody who doesn't live in that chatzar, miboy joim, if it was from before Shabbos that he died. So here we have somebody who owns property in this rishus, in this chatzar. But like we just explained, since he's not living here, he probably didn't join in the Erev, but he must join in the Erev. So that's why he restricts the rest of the neighbors. Meshich Sheikha. But let's say this person who died only died after Shabbos began. And like we explained, we began at the beginning of the sugya. That means this person who died joined in the Erev as Shabbos began. So the Erev was an effective Erev. Then he died, even though somebody else now owns property here, it's irrelevant. Because once the Erev was an effective Erev Ein Shmashes, it remains effective the rest of Shabbos. Now, Echem Ein Shuk Shemes. Now let's say you have somebody who doesn't live here, and he dies. V'niach Echad Rishus Alechem Nechatzer. But he left his property to somebody who's a neighbor here. Mibay Joim, if it was from Friday and Iser. Because since he left it to somebody who's a neighbor here, and that neighbor made an Erev, like we explained, so there's an Erev, because he's the owner and he joined an Erev. Meshech Sheikha, but let's say he died after Shabbat began, he had not joined in the Erev, because he wasn't part of the Chatzar. And so now, that Erev wasn't an effective Erev that the rest made. Why wasn't it an effective Erev? Because one of the partners didn't make an Erev. Now, even though he left it over to somebody who is a member of the Chatzar, but since he only left it over once Shabbos began, Oyser, it's already too late. Chut, amai Oyser. So now the question is, why is there no remedy here? Nevatel Rishus. The person who yashined him, the person who inherited him, should be able to do Bittul Rishus. So why not? It must be a proof that Bittul Rishus is ineffective for Yerush. Amai Oyser, Nevatel. Answers the Gemara, my oiser, you know what the brisa means with oiser? Diktani achi vatel. He oiser until he does bittel. The bittel may work. I just want to tell you over an interesting shayla and tshuva I saw from Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer says he was sitting with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Gershon Lapidus, and the following shayla was asked. You have the port in Haifa. The port in Haifa has an Erev. And on Shabbos, a ship came in with Jews. So the halacha is, what? Dalaramis. That? No, I'm not talking about the Dalaramis. Since they now are members of this chatzar, so they're an issue. So what did Tzitz Eliezer tell them to do? Tom, Deshim and Vatal Rishus to all the other members of the Chatzar. So Gershon Lapidus told him, Al Gemara says differently than that, because Al Gemara wants to say that anybody who cannot make an Erev from Erev Shabbos cannot be party to a Bittul Rishus and Shabbos. That's why he wanted to say Yoresh shouldn't work. So Gershon Lapidus says, according to this Gemara, at least the one side of this Gemara, a person who wasn't here can't do Bittul. If you weren't here Friday, you couldn't join in the Erev. So what's your Eitzah? Rav Gershon Lapidus asked Tzitz Eliezer. So Tzitz Eliezer answered, you can't compare the story in the port to the story in Al Gemara. He says like this. In Al Gemara, the Yoyrish, on Friday afternoon, when his father was still alive, has absolutely no connection to this Chatzar. He can't make an Erev. And if the Gemara says the Bittul Rishus is connected to Erev, so then his Bittul Rishus is also ineffective. Here, the people who were coming into port, they had a connection to this port. There was only a technical difficulty that instead of being here, they were a little far away and they weren't yet here. So you can't compare the two cases, and that's why even if a Yoyrish can't do Bittul Rishus because he can't make an Erev, perhaps these people can do Bittul Rishus.